In this episode, training muscles 2 days in a row. Good idea or bad, Papa Swolio? Bad. Naughty.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Test, 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 test. Testing, testing, test, test, test. Testing, testing, test, ickles, test, ickles, test, 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 ickles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 689 of the Daily Mother. The most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Sleevescast, Pumpcast, Pimpcast, and Swolecast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Welcome, everyone, to episode 689 of the Daily Sleeves. Come on in. I hope everyone is feeling good, feeling right and tight on a Schmonday. Welcome to 689. I hope you all enjoyed yesterday's episode, the call-in episode, the call-in Swole. Had some good questions. And just to recap, went over the history of Swolenormous, went over scheduling for the week, frequency and volume, and also discussed bulking up as a youngin', as a teenager, which principles still apply whether you are 15, 20, 25, 35, 45, 55, bulking is bulking. And if it is the season for the bulk, it's actually the season for the shred usually, because right now it's around, it's the summertime. It's hot as balls today in Florida. If anyone's down here for spring break, you're going to get absolutely fucking roasted. People are going to the hospital today. It is that hot outside. So everyone's coming to the door. Remember, Triple Live Broadcast, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. And you can catch every episode on SoundCloud and iTunes. So what's going on, Facebook? How are we doing today? Connection better today? I'm not sure what was going on yesterday. That was all jacked up. But if you missed the episode, you can catch the podcast. Instagram, holla. YouTube, what up? I hope everyone enjoyed the driving while gaining. I'm actually posting the full driving while gaining on Facebook after this episode. And I'll also be posting an intro clip on Instagram if you haven't checked it out. So if you haven't seen it on YouTube, you can check that out as well, the full video. Because Instagram obviously puts a minute cap on my sick fucking gains. They put a minute cap on my videos. I can't show more than a minute of gains. That sucks, right? When's that going to change? All of a sudden, one day, they'd be like, boom, 10-minute videos allowed on Instagram. Once that happens, if they want to give YouTube a run for their money, all they got to do is change Instagram to 10 minutes. All they got to do. That's all they got to do. Audio is much better today. Yeah, that's interesting. That's weird. It must have been just a random connection Facebook thing because I haven't changed anything. So good. I'm glad everyone can hear me. Haven't experienced heat for 6 months. That's because you live in a polar bear's butthole. Like, why would you want to live in a cold area? I don't get it. I don't get it. I love when people say, I love the seasons. You just are too lazy to move. You love this. You're forced to love the seasons. I love the seasons too. I just love when I go to see the season for like a week or two and then I leave and I come back to my warm place. I think people forget you can go on vacation, right? Like you can go on vacation. You can go to these places that have snow. Interesting concept, I know. You can actually go where there's snow, stay for a little bit, like a week or two. You can stay. And then you can leave and go somewhere where it's fun to live, where it's nice and you can take your shirt off and have your nips out 364 days a year. There's usually one day in Florida where it's cold as shit and you're like, no nips today. Those are sick gains, bro. Thanks, man. Thanks. Trying to make those sick gains. Just trying, man. Doing the best I can. So if you haven't mashed the thumbs up button on YouTube, make sure you do that. Subscribe and like and follow. If you have not, wherever you're watching, make sure you share the broadcast and ask some questions, drop them down. Today, we're going to discuss training body parts 2 days in a row. I think I'm going to venture down that road because yesterday I went to the gym just to give you a little backstory and I'll answer some questions about this. I was feeling great. Yesterday was arm day. And I was going to crush, do like some shoulders and some biceps and triceps. Had a great pump. But before I went to the gym, I started to get a little bit of a headache. And I don't know why. Maybe a little dehydrated. Who knows? My sleep schedule's been on and off. There are a lot of different factors. But I had a headache. And it didn't go away. It actually got worse when I went to the gym. But it was manageable for me enough to do sets. But, you know, if you have a headache, it's above the neck. But if you have a headache, it's hard to lift because lifting and training increases blood pressure and increases, you know, you're holding your breath and you're straining yourself. So it depends on why the headache is there. And I rarely get any kind of headaches or discomfort. So this was a strange situation. But I would have left if it was really bad, but I kind of stuck it out and it was decent. It was decent. But I definitely went to the gym almost towards closing time. I didn't get a lot of volume. I don't really feel sore today. I didn't really do it all, right? I didn't drain it. And I think I'm going to go back and do it again today. I might throw some legs in. I might do some stabilization stuff, do a little bit of a total body. I may or may not. But I think I'm going to do a back-to-back. And I thought that would be a great topic for today because yesterday we did the call-in the day before. We were talking about back exercises and back training. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about back training, check out episode 687. That was 2 days ago. And doing back-to-back, I'm talking about back-to-back body parts, like doing the same body part 2 days in a row. Now, this is generally not recommended. I'm not recommending anyone does this, but there's really two types of people that can do back-to-back. And it's very, 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 very beginning trainers, people that are new to fitness, and very, 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 very advanced. People that are very advanced have a lot of experience and know their bodies very well. Now, if I crushed my arms yesterday and I felt great, I would not be doing arms again today. I just didn't do a lot of them. And I feel like, man, there's stuff that I didn't get, you know, and I don't know if my elbow, you know, I feel kind of good. I'm going to warm up. Like if I get there and I just feel really like, oh, drained and it kind of hurts or aches, I'm not going to push it. And I'm not even going to do necessarily a lot of free weights. I'm not going to murder myself. Probably a lot of cables, a lot of assisted, maybe just some more of like safer repetitions, probably not skull crushers or anything that could be a lot of like joint overload, but triceps pushdowns, maybe cable curls instead of freestanding curls or concentration curls. Just get the blood flowing there again because I don't feel like I gave it its due diligence. I don't feel like I did it the right way. And part of me is actually... part of me is wondering how good it is for me to look at and stare at screens while I have, you know, aviator sunglasses on. I wonder what the accumulative effect of that is over the course of 2 or 3 years. But half the time my eyes are closed. I'm just closing my eyes, zenning out. So don't worry about me. No, but I'm going to do a couple things. I'm going to go get my eye exams checked and stuff like that. Because those are some things that can lead to headaches if you haven't gotten that checked out. But I literally have not had a headache in the longest time. So it was really like a fluke thing. I think it was just dehydration. I think my urine was a little bit more darker colored. I don't think I drank as much water as I thought. And I've been up super late the last couple nights or prior to yesterday's workout. So understandable. Now, in terms of why I'm deciding to do 2 days in a row, I just feel like doing it. I feel like at least playing around with it. You know, I feel like at least tickling the pickle a little bit. I'm not required. I could do something else. I could just do only legs. I could do some glute stuff. I'm literally going to go and feel it out because right now I'm kind of like this in-between time of my training where I would do lower body. I don't have to do lower body. My lower body is kind of sore. I'm not going to do a chest workout or something after doing arms. So I feel like I'm going to do either a total body, focus on arms, something like that. But really, if you're a beginner, you're doing very low volume, right? If you're a beginner in the fitness industry, or meaning as a trainer, you're new to training, you're going to be doing less volume. You might do a couple sets per body part, total body, in which case it's more feasible to do a workout 2 days in a row. Still not recommended in general, but if you're not doing a lot, maybe one or two sets for biceps, why can't you do one or two sets the next day for biceps? Especially if it's not to failure or for chest or for squats, you're just getting into it. But if you're more advanced and if you've been training for a long time, you know your body. Like I'll know if today is not the day for doing a double, like 2 days in a row, or if today is not the day for doing arms, or it's the day for doing glutes, or it's the day for doing both. Like, why can't I do some glutes, some kickbacks, get my legs involved, maybe I'll do some total body, do some curls. Maybe I'll just mix it up and do some crazy shit today if I feel like it. But I'm opening the door to it. I just want to open the conversation, not to encourage you to do the same body part 2 days in a row, but understand the concept of doing it 2 days in a row and the reasoning behind of why I might be talking about it or why you might have heard me say this on my Instagram story. So let me just see a couple of the comments. I love the snow. It's fun to play in. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, snow is fun to play in. It's not fun to shovel for 7 months. I only live where it's cold for the money. Maybe, I guess you shovel snow or maybe you provide heat for people. brain gains. I keep legs and back far apart to give my legs a break for deadlifts. Christian, I'm your Jesus of fitness. Thanks, Mike. So drop in the comments below if you prefer or if you like doing body parts 2 days in a row. Like, do you do this? Do you do maybe one day in between? Are you a fan? Are you someone that does something like one of those everyday or squat everyday programs? I'm not a fan of those, but those aren't a lot of volume. For example, if you've ever heard those like squat everyday programs, that's not a lot of volume. You're not crushing your legs every single day. You're doing a set amount of squats every day. And that can have, I mean, everyone has their own opinion on that. For those that have done it, I haven't done it personally. I wouldn't recommend someone to do it. But there are certain things or something to be said for repetition in terms of frequency of training. And I personally do think that it's better for longevity. I do think it's better for longevity. I do think it's better for performance or for aesthetics and for repair to do less volume, but more frequently. Now, I built a lot of my mass, a lot of my size over the course of my career, crushing body parts once per week. And oh my God, I can't move this, that, and the other. But nowadays, I just don't feel like being that stiff anymore. I'd rather do it more frequently, maybe on a 4 or 5 day cycle split, rather than do it once per week and just murder myself and not be able to move in terms of legs. I'd rather split up my leg training a little bit or do maybe a few sets less for chest, but do it again in 4 or 5 days and work on the frequency, but less on the overload and the volume. That way you can repair better. That way it doesn't affect other body parts and other movements. I can still function as a human being. So it depends on how you split up your training, where you put deadlifts, where you put legs, how you prioritize things, what your injuries might be, what your goals might be, what your caloric intake, your age, your frequency, your ability to get to the gym. And I think that's another thing that most people just ignore, the fact that some people might not be able to work out or have the time to work out more than 4 days a week. So you don't have the luxury of doing a 7 day split or training 7 days or organizing things around a 4, 5, 6, or 7 day thing if you can only work out 3 days or 4 days, in which case I'd really question, why can't you work out more than that? What are you doing on those other days where you can't work out? Maybe you can't get to the gym, but it doesn't mean you can't do yoga or active recovery or something along those lines. So food for thought. Food for thought. If the body feels good on day two, do a little more. It depends. Being sore, that's a good point, Mike, on Facebook, but being sore isn't a requirement to put on size. You don't have to be injured to be putting on size. So being sore is not like, oh, I'm not sore, I'm not going to grow. That's not true. Being sore is micro trauma. It could be an imbalance of electrolytes, and it's literally tissue trauma, but it doesn't mean that you're not growing if you're not feeling super sore. So don't always go to the gym trying to get sore. Go to the gym to do what you need to do and to progress yourself, maybe lift a little heavier, do another set, do a little more volume, but don't like gauge your progress by being sore or not, because if you're dehydrated, you might feel more sore the next day. It's kind of, if you were dehydrated more one time than the other, you might feel more sore after the first time. Like, wow, I didn't crush it as hard this time. Well, maybe you ate better and slept better and recovered better and did yoga the day before, and you don't realize the effect of that on your training, and you drank more water. So you were just better prepared for this workout, but you didn't calculate it and you didn't track it and you just didn't remember because it was last week. Like, why would you remember unless you're really granular with your tracking? And very few people are. My shoulders never get sore. In that case, if they never get sore, then you've never trained them hard enough to get them sore. I think about skipping workouts 90% of the time. I feel the mental push is tougher than the actual lifting. I agree with that for most people. The mental is the consistency of it. And I've said this 1,000 times. It doesn't matter what kind of program you have, whether you create your own, whether you purchase a program, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter what food you have in your fridge. It doesn't matter unless you do the workout. It doesn't matter unless you cook the food. Like, nothing matters unless you actually do it. So the consistency and the mental approach and how consistent you are, and that's up here, is going to make all the difference. Like, it doesn't matter if you have the tools, if you don't use the tools. So in terms of, and people ask me all the time about programs, like, what should I do? Or do you have any tips? Yeah, I have a lot of tips. And that's why I'm here every single day, because I'm answering your questions and I'm doing topics on stuff. And yes, I have programs. I have my 90-day dash. A lot of you are Swolenormous X members, swolenormousx.com. But you don't need it. You don't need to join my community. You don't need my programs. I'm not trying to sell you something. I have things available. You don't need them. You can go online and fucking figure it out yourself. Like, all the information is right here. And this is episode 689. This is episode 689. You might be shocked. It's like, oh shit, he just said not to buy my stuff. But yeah, but you don't need it. I didn't need it. I didn't have my program when I started, right? Like, I didn't have my program when I started. I fucking did the work and I tried and I experimented and I went to the gym, like, and I studied and I studied and I studied and I read and I tried and I practiced and I, you know, and I failed and I restructured things to create. And then I, you know, was in the field and experience. But if you don't want to put 15, 20 years of education and experience into play, then, you know, my content becomes like, oh shoot, well, maybe I can get, you know, move to the head of the line or get a jump start, which, yeah, sure. But no one, but Swolio, they do need it. Well, you know, need is relative. Need is relative. And I get it. And look, I'm not saying my stuff isn't fucking awesome. I love it. I think it's the shit because I put my heart and soul into it. So it means the world to me that all of you love it so much. But when it comes to, like, really doing it, like, the information is here. I'm not giving away fake information on my show and saying, oh, well, buy this. No, this is episode, we're almost on 700, fam. We're almost on 700. So next week, or what, 11 days, we'll be on episode 700. So we're literally cruising and we're going through a lot of content. A lot of the questions that you're asking on every episode are huge for their nuggets. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And that's a huge reason to tune in every day, because what one person asks could be something that you never thought to ask. And that's what's great about this community, is you never know what's going to come out of some of the shows, not just the content, the title, you get an idea of what we're going to talk about, but the questions based on that are going to give you a lot of insights as well. On YouTube, Pro Gainer. What's Pro Gainer? What do you mean? Let's see. Jacob, just be proactive and consistent with your pursuit towards fitness. Yeah, be proactive, but proactive means trying things, cutting things loose when they're not working, learning what to look for when it comes to, I guess, what to follow and what to believe online. Most people that are pushing natural shit online are taking fucking steroids in their dickhole. Most people are, you're not getting super shredded without taking anabolics. You're not getting super huge and veiny and having veins like fucking Twizzlers unless you're juicing. Like, people, it's so easily accessible. It's TRT. You go to your doctor and they'll fucking give it to you. You know, or it's so prevalent now. It's so prevalent. And most of the people that you might think are natural are not natural. They're just saying they are. So you buy their powders or you buy their creatine or whatever the fuck they're trying to push. So you have to, but that's experience. You have to have experience in the field. You have to have experience on what's possible. And some of the other content we can get into is where you are in your life. Some of you have kids. Some of you have a family. Some of you have other obligations, and your main focus, you have to be honest with yourself. Sometimes your main focus is not build huge muscles or get six pack abs. You kind of think, oh, I want abs, but realistically, do you really want abs? Like, are you really putting in that kind of effort? You know, what's realistic for your life? What's realistic for your environment? What's realistic for your schedule? What's realistic for your family, for what you have actually created for yourself? You know, not everyone is a 22-year-old college kid that has a lot of free time to go to the gym and just eat food and, yeah, I got a super fast metabolism. Let's get huge, bro. Not everyone can, you can't go back in time and have, let's say, you can't erase time. You can't go back and change what you did when you were 20 and start lifting then. So you have to be realistic with where you are in your life, where you're starting, and then go crush it, because a lot of progress is possible. But you have to be realistic with what your progress could be or should be. And you have to really understand what's most important to you and just be honest with yourself and be happy with where you are and who you are, and then do your best. And like everyone's saying, it's trial and error. It's really trial and error. A lot of times. If you're reading this, it's arm day. Ha. Wish I started earlier, Mike. I know. A lot of people. I wish I started doing YouTube earlier. I remember I was writing articles and I was doing stuff with my friends and stuff. I graduated in 2005. YouTube popped in 2006. I wish I was putting a lot of stuff I was doing and putting it on YouTube. You know, who knows? Maybe I'd be, you know, instead of super popular bearded Swolio, maybe I would be a fucking mega, you know, YouTube star, for example. Then who knows? you could always, I mean, you can go back, or maybe I did and it wouldn't have worked, or, you know, but then let's say, but just for fun, for shits and giggles, let's say you go back and, okay, what if I did that then? But then what, it wouldn't be the Daily Swole. What would I be talking about? Because I didn't have 10 years of experience added onto it. 10 years of experience and 10 years of like in the field. And I wouldn't have had done all the stuff that I did. I wouldn't have all the knowledge that I do to share with you now. So maybe this is exactly the right time. Maybe this is exactly. And then you have to just accept that, that this is the right time. This is what is happening now for whatever it is, not just for me, because what's the point in either what you want to call regret or looking back or hindsight? That's what they say. Hindsight's always 20/20. It doesn't matter. It's a waste of a thought. It really is. It's a waste of a thought. You could do that with everything. Oh, I wish I went back and invested in this. Oh, I wish I went back. It's not about what you wish you did then. It's about, okay, what's going on now and what can you get involved with now and what can you do now? So what can you do today that will make the difference for tomorrow? So when you look back, and how about this? You start today. So in 10 years, you don't look back and be like, oh, shit. I saw that fucking Papa Swolio, that live cast, and he said this, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to start this. And then 10 years later, man, I wish I fucking started then, because then I would have been lifting for 10 years. That's what I want to make sure I get across to all of you, because in 10 years, which is going to go fast, you're going to look back and maybe remember this moment and think, fuck, if I only started lifting then, I would be 10 years into training hard. Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you wait a month, then you miss a month of training, and that can make a lot of progress, especially when you add month after month after month after month. So instead of thinking about when to start, instead of thinking about what you're going to be like in the future, it doesn't matter. The future is going to come whether you like it or not. What matters is what you're doing now to set yourself up for that. Brad, hold on, I got a burp. Oh yeah, record that. Leave that in the edit. Leave that in the edit. I'm just talking to myself because I do the editing. Leave that in there. Ooh. You like that, baby? The dog's like not impressed. Like, I can't believe you did that in my face. It smells like grass-fed beef, right? Yeah, she loved it. Brad Gary on Facebook. Man, it's helpful to have someone give advice. You def have helped me increase my knowledge on fitness. I give people advice I get from your podcast on the regular. Thanks, dude. People that go on YouTube and do this crazy advanced shit that most intermediate and advanced people can't even do, instead of showing people what gets you to that point. There's a lot of circus stuff. There's a lot of circus shit on Instagram and YouTube. And guess what? You know, it's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword because they're doing it for views. They're doing it for attention. However, that's why people put shit on YouTube, for views. That's why I'm doing this for. I mean, I'm doing it for views. I'm doing it for attention. I'm doing it to talk to people. You know, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing it for 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, however many people are seeing it now and will see it in the future. So I'm not doing this for me. I am, but I'm not. You know, it doesn't hurt anyone. It only helps people. Okay. Because if this grows, then it all grows, because then the content continues and the information flows and all that stuff. But a lot of this circus stuff and these fancy exercise and all these, like, you know, pull-ups and chin-ups and all this bar shit and this fancy crap people do, it's for views, it's for attention. You think about it, on Instagram or anywhere, you have a couple seconds to get someone's attention. They're gonna do the craziest shit possible. They're gonna hang off the edge of a building and do like this daredevil shit that people actually literally die from. It's just to get attention and views. So, but then by you, me, other people watching that, you're just kind of feeding into the problem, right? We'll say, oh, it's just for views, that's bullshit. But then those views generate the continuation of all of this. So it's, you know, everyone wants to talk about saving the earth and saving this and saving the planet, yet we're still driving cars. So until every single person that says that literally gets rid of their car and walks or rides a bike, everyone's just full of shit. So it's like, stop talking about it and stop trying to be a hypocrite. Like, okay, it'd be nice if we didn't have as much pollution, but I got to get to work because that's the way the world is. And I'm not going to go out of my way because so-and-so else is not going to get rid of their car. Nah, 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 nah. So it's just the way things are, and you can't fucking, and you're going to say, oh, we'll change the world one thing at a time. I mean, really? Yeah, I guess. I mean, one thing at a time or one car at a time. Yeah. If 10,000 or 100,000 or 100 million actually do it. But like, I get it. It's altruistic. It's one of those things that's unrealistic. It's unrealistic. Shifts like that, seismic shifts like that, are going to take decades and decades and hundreds of years maybe. So, you know, Tesla, the electric car and all this stuff, like, it's going to take a long time. And then where are all these cars going to go? They're going to grind them up. What are they going to do? Convert them to electric? Like, what are they going to do with? So I'm not to get try to get too off topic, but there's always shifts in the way people think. And, you know, what's important is that we realize where the attention or what the reason the attention is for, especially with fitness, whether it's technology or whatever you're catching online, that it's for views. Like, people are putting out content, so you watch that. So you have to take that fancy stuff and those feats of strength and people that are just posting like, oh, look how big I am. Look how much I'm lifting. You know, that's not really educating anyone. That's entertainment. Like, what are they really providing? Do they really know how to train? They might lift and get big, but you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked at how many people have muscle or have physiques that really don't know the first fucking thing about working out. And not that they don't know how to get big themselves, but they don't know how to provide that to other people. They don't know how to provide a safe mechanism for a large amount of people to do a similar program and get results. They don't know how to educate people. They don't know how to explain it, put it into words. They don't know how to inspire people. They don't know, you know, a lot of people out there are a couple pieces of the puzzle, but they're missing other things that make them well-rounded. Like, they don't have the education. They might just be genetically gifted, but that doesn't mean that they know what they're talking about. So there's a lot of variability when it comes to watching content. You just got to be educated and you have to be mindful of what people do behind the scenes. You're only seeing what they want you to see when they're on the camera. That's part of the reason why I like live, is because, you know, if I fart, you're going to hear it. Plus it's going to reverberate off the ball. It's going to like, I mean, you can't fake live broadcast. You can't fake or you can't edit a live broadcast. Like, right now, this is it. We're live. We's live. Potassium and turmeric are good when you're sore. Cool. Yeah, turmeric's a known anti-inflammatory. I'm not sure if, like, you're going to take turmeric and be like, oh, man, I feel better. I don't feel sore anymore. I crush my legs. But it might help a little bit. But if you destroyed a leg workout, you're not going to feel like much of a difference from having extra turmeric. Just my opinion. But it's a known anti-inflammatory, in terms of an herb or whatever you want to call it, a root supplement. Ice cold showers are good. Cryotherapy, I think, is really good. I don't do it, but do your own research for sure. Yep. I think that's another huge thing that we all forget, is we have the ability to do our own research. You have your phone, what you're watching me on right now, you have the ability to look up everything or get other opinions. Now, you're going to pull up 1,000 opinions, 500 are going to say one thing and 500 are going to say something else. But you could also look up medical research and papers. But then again, do you have the time or the motivation and the inspiration to go and to look for the medical research and to look through it and to really analyze it properly? Like, are you skilled enough to read a medical research paper? Like, it's all attainable. It's all here for us to do. But it's like, who's going to take all that time to do so? Thanks for all the information and advice you give Papa Swole. It really helps people help achieve their goals. And really appreciate it, brother. Sick gains, bro. You're someone I look up to. Thanks, Drew. I appreciate that. You're awesome, bro. Thank you. Thanks for being true. I hope. Thank you so much. I'm training pretty much every day. Love the feeling. Not getting huge change. Man bun on point, by the way. Yeah, there you go. Reps for the man bun. Scroll on to the bottom. Motivate, create, don't hate, and you'll be great. I like that. Your U.S. flag is backwards. No, it's not. We're looking at the reversed camera. American flag is, both of them are on point. You're looking at, Instagram flips the, it's a mirror effect. And I will say that again. Fucking fix that shit. What the hell? Why would I, when I reverse, why would I want anyone to see the reverse? Like, why the fuck does that even exist? Does anyone know? Does anyone know the reason why when I flip the camera to a selfie camera, it's a camera? Like, why would it not be the same fucking thing just facing? Like, why would you why? Like, why? 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 Just give me the fucking same, give me the same picture. Yeah, so if you watch on Facebook, you'll see the right you'll see the correct thing. You'll see the correct cameras. Anyway. But every once in a while, I get that with the flags. And I almost feel like I want to have that in the title every time because I never want someone to look and be like, this guy doesn't know how to hang a flag, man. It's like, I know how to hang a fucking flag. Facebook and YouTube, or Instagram and YouTube, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. But I got the webcam up for Facebook. So, you know, I thought about doing like just like all webcams, like getting another one for YouTube and just doing like webcam silly. But that might be ridiculous. That might just be ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous, Papa Swolio. That's ridiculous. Shave your head. Fuck no. That's a stupid comment. We'll end on that one. That was foolish. It's a foolish thing to say. That's un-American Instagram. Yeah, Instagram is trying to play both sides of the coin. Let's see a couple more comments. Find what works best for you. Experiment. James Allen on Facebook, no doubt. You did a driving while gaining on the Brad Castleberries out there. Yeah, I do a lot. Well, I do, and I'm going to be doing a lot more. I'm going to be raging a lot more. The thing is, you know what's interesting about the driving while gainings? And just so you know, when I post these on Instagram or Facebook, you can drop comments on who you want me to do next. Because literally what's funny is I don't know all the jabronis out there. I pick some of the largest ones like Mike O'Hearn or Rich Piana. These guys are just like freaking circus freaks. But mostly like the people that are just like juicing out of their mind and then claiming natural. Rich Piana didn't do that. That was just kind of like an ironic DWG when I did it. But like Mike O'Hearn, the people that claim natural, that push supplements, that's the annoying thing. That's the annoying thing when people are literally taking something. And I don't care if you take steroids, that's fine. I mean, illegal or not, like, I don't think it should be illegal. I think it's your life and you can choose to do what you want to do. But when you start saying, oh, you know, you take this and like, you just got to work hard and, you know, train hard and, you know, and you'll get great results here. I have this amazing multivitamin. It's like, you're not taking that fucking multivitamin, bro. You don't even take your own shit and you inject all this stuff and you claim not to. So that's what I have the problem with. And people that are in the industry, we know. Like I know, and a lot of these people on YouTube that do these natty or not or natural or not videos, you know, exposes stuff and everyone rants and these things. But the customers, a lot of you or people that aren't in the industry, and you shouldn't. I mean, honestly, it's how would you know? It's like me with it, like an accountant. Like I'm not going to know all the different things. You could tell me, oh, well, 7B goes to line 8C because whenever it's right after 3F on this paragraph, you have to move this number over. I'll be like, oh, okay, fuck if I know. So not that like the unknowing public or the unwitting public should have all this information, but it's sad because you're not going to know. You're not in the industry. You haven't put 10, 15, 20 years of lifting and hard training and eating and stuff and realizing what's possible, what's not, seeing people in the gym, knowing all the different types of compounds of steroids and anabolics and what they do. They're not all about getting huge, about getting lean, about getting dry, about getting strong. So a lot more people than you realize ever are taking it, especially these people that are big names and are compete on stage and do a lot of modeling that stay cut and shredded all year round, that never fluctuate, that are always on point. There's a lot of stuff that you don't, you know, that you might not be aware of. So not that you should be, but it's out there and it's prevalent all the time. Right? Like fucking Lance Armstrong, steroids, different type of steroids, obviously wasn't huge, but helped him win a lot of races. So not all steroids help you get big and muscular. Some help regenerate red blood cells so you can carry more oxygen and saturate more oxygen. So all those things. Let's see. Love the content from a wrestling bodybuilding teen. You're funny with the motivational speeches you give. Thank you. So going to, when you're going to visit and do a live broadcast from Spain, I don't know, but when the Papa Swolio world tour drops, you all will know, we'll set up some events and we'll do it. And I'm actually, you know, trying to set up something where I do go around the country. We do some meetups and some events and maybe some workshops around those set up, but that's going to take some planning, but I'll let you all know if I'm ever in traveling or in one of the areas, but I do want to set up a whole around the country and kind of do a little roundabout. So that'd be super cool. So going to do a workout shortly. Going to try to warm up and see maybe another round two for arms, maybe some glutes, maybe some legs, maybe some hammies, maybe some like, you know, maybe some like curls and extensions or something to pump the legs up, something with the glutes, get those arms going. I don't know, but I'm going to do arms again. I don't think I did them right the first time. So time to make amends for yesterday's workout sesh, or lack thereof, in my opinion. So thanks for watching, everyone, for episode 689. Make sure you check out the Drive While Gaining on YouTube. I'm actually going to post it up on Facebook shortly. So Instagram, you'll get a clip as well. But if you want the full video, it's like 3+ minutes long. So you're going to have to go to YouTube or Facebook to watch it. But I will post a minute clip on Instagram, and I'll do that shortly after we go offline here. So thank you so much for joining. Tomorrow is 690. We're coming down the home stretch up to 700, so I'll see y'all tomorrow. So peace, McGee's fam. Deuce McGoose. I'll see you all in Swolenormous X. If you haven't checked out SwolenormousX.com, go check it out. It's where all the private community is. It's linked up to the private Facebook group here on Facebook. So that entire community is fire. If you're looking for programs and nutrition content and yoga classes, all that amazing shit, SwolenormousX.com. I will see you all on the interwebs. Peace, McGee's. Deuce McGoose. Papa Swolio. Out. Flex him if you got him. Ooh, it is. Yeah. It is arm day. It is fucking arm day for show. Hey, Swolenormous Nation. Just wanted to say thank you for all the love and support for the Daily Swole. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find me on every single social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just check me out there. And if you're interested in any of my programs, nutrition, workshops, yoga classes, please visit SwolenormousX.com.